Patterns of distributed leadership in secondary vocational training centers in Chile. Purpose: distributed leadership would contribute to the development of professional skills necessary to foster a culture of collaboration. The objective of this article was to analyze the patterns of distributed leadership in secondary vocational and training centers with a sustained improvement trajectory. Method: a non-experimental transactional quantitative investigation was carried out to analyze distributed leadership patterns. The distributed leadership multifactor questionnaire was applied. Moreira Cabrera Angaray, 2019. The sample consisted of 10 secondary vocational and training centers from different geographical areas of Chile. Different patterns of distributed leadership and their relationship with sociodemographic variables were analyzed. For data analysis, we used descriptive and inferential statistics, t-tests for independent samples, concluding with a multiple regression analysis. Results: all distributed leadership patterns are valued positively by managers, teachers, and support professionals. The formal pattern was the one with the highest value, followed by the strategic, the pragmatic distribution pattern, the cultural pattern, the timely distribution pattern, and the incremental pattern. Age, experience, and permanence in the center, as well as those who work in managerial positions, have a more positive assessment of the cultural pattern of leadership distribution. Conclusions: distributed leadership is possible to the extent that there is a culture that supports it. Those educational centers with a sustained path of improvement have a leadership concept that facilitates more democratic participation and decision-making around a common project. Keywords: distributed leadership, vocational and training education, secondary education, professional training, quality of education, professional improvement, tests of inferential statistics, SDG, quality education, decent work, reduced inequalities, fight poverty, food access.